USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Court is in recess until Tuesday in the trial against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo says former officer Derek Chauvin absolutely violated department policies when he had his knee on George Floyd for over 9 minutes.
Once Mr. Floyd had stopped resisting, and certainly once he was in distress and trying to verbalize that should have stopped.
A rally outside of a criminal court in New York City is demanding safety for Asian Americans amid a soaring increase in bias attacks. This comes as Brandon Elliott, a black man, is charged with a hate crime and assault in the brutal beating of a woman in New York City last week. Hate crimes against Asian Americans up in many Democratic-run cities. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Former Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf lamented the fact that the lack of enforcement and accountability at the southern border continues as a massive surge of illegal migrants crossing into the United States continues. Wolf saying the Biden administration is not enforcing restrictions and there's no immigration consequences to illegal behavior. Raul Ortiz is the Border Patrol Department chief. He adds,
so far this year, 4,700 criminal aliens have been prosecuted by the Border Patrol agents. So on top of dealing with, you know, this humanitarian population, you also have to deal with the border security threat that exists out there.
President Biden would welcome a congressional bill canceling $10,000 in student debt. So said Press Secretary Jen Psaki during her daily White House briefing, Psaki noting that the president would happily sign that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reaction continuing on Capitol Hill to President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure package that he released last week. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt calling the plan a big mistake, as only 30% of the $2.25 trillion is actually on infrastructure spending. Former National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says this plan is not good for businesses.
If this stuff passes, you're going to lose probably $1 trillion of investment in the next couple of years. You're going to lose about $1 trillion in wages in the next couple of years. You're probably going to see GDP, which is booming right now because of the vaccines and the reopening of the economy, absolutely booming. That will stop, unfortunately. And get ready for one more thing. They're going to slash the defense budget. Mark my words, Sean Hannity. They're going to take 10%, $80 billion or more out of the defense budget, which is another
and
nail
China
in the coffin of our competition with China. China will have cheaper
China
tax rates,
building
and
there
we're going to have less national defense and security.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. According to a new Associated Press poll, 72% of Americans support showing a photo ID in order to vote, including a majority, 56%, of Democrats. As of 2021, 36 states require photo identification to cast a ballot at a polling site. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.